You are listening to Directions from a Spiritual Tour Guide podcast. I'm your host, Chanel Scott. I'm a psychic medium and energy healer who has been supporting those on a spiritual journey for over a decade. I'm your tour guide into the world of the unknown, showing you that the magic of the universe is at your fingertips. I believe spirituality is simple and fun, and this podcast will make it easily accessible, giving you the real talk on all things divine and spiritual, helping you to step into the flow. Manifesting your dreams because we all deserve to be living our best life. Are you ready for an adventure? Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to a new episode of Directions from a Spiritual Tour Guide podcast. My name is Chanel Scott. I am your host and your spiritual tour guide on this journey we call life. And I am so excited to share a little energy work with you today. That is what I have been guided to. So let's dive in. The message that came through was about recalibration. And this has been coming up for me a lot over the last little while. Not just personally, but just as a globally clients, so on and so forth. This whole idea of recalibration. We have moved into a new frequency with Earth. It's global. We moved into this. It started kind of, we started to feel it late November, and we really shifted into it around the winter equinox. The winter solstice, not the equinox, or sorry, the winter solstice, and it has continued to amplify. The one thing that they have been very clear about is that this is just the tip of the iceberg. It's just, there is so much more to feel and expand into, but they're taking us through this slowly so that we can understand the energies as we move through them. So, this idea of recalibration keeps coming up because we are adjusting our frequency. We are adjusting our frequency to the frequencies of the new Earth. We are adjusting our energy and our frequency to what it is that we need to create, or we want to create our dream life, etc. Healing our physical, emotional, and spiritual beings. There's so much that is happening here. It's a really interesting to kind of lean into the energies right now. So they showed me today to share an energy work session with you, with all of you, around recalibrating your energy. What happens sometimes, okay, so I'm going to share this. So what happened is, this might be a long story, sorry. So our chakra system is how we've moved through time. So our root chakra is about survival and safety. So when we go back in time and we look at time when we didn't have safety and security, that our day-to-day was literally about survival. It was about not getting eaten by a wild animal. It was not about freezing to death or overheating. It was about getting food and water and shelter. That was the beginning of time. As we moved and evolved, we moved into our sacral chakra. And our sacral chakra is our passions, our creativity, and our sexuality. And we did this really, really well. And then as we accomplished this, which seems like it happened quite quickly, even though that wasn't the case, we moved into this energy of the solar plexus chakra. The solar plexus is about willpower. And we have just moved out of it recently into the heart center, into the age of Aquarius. But that huge period where we were in the solar plexus was really about understanding ourselves. And what happened was we really moved into kind of conformity instead of self-expression. which is where we started in that sacral chakra with our creativity and our passions and so on and so forth. So it is interesting that we built this thing of self-expression, and then as we moved into the chakra that's related to our willpower, our uniqueness, our authenticity, we somehow got lost. I'm not going to go into great detail because there is no need to. But what I've been shown is this sacral chakra, there's been a bit of a bypass around it. It's why I've been saying we need to move through the sacral chakra to the heart, because there was so much upheaval in the solar plexus. Now, we are in a place where we have figured this out now. And as you can see through what is happening globally, there is this massive shifting that's happening, and we're all adjusting to, you know, seeing things happen. And I'm just going to leave that there because we don't talk about that on here. everybody's entitled to their own opinion, and we're just going to leave that there. They share as they need to share, and that's all they're going to share on that. They're like, I'm like, okay. So what has happened is our sacral chakra has kind of gotten shut down a bit. The sacral chakra became this piece where we bypassed it. And there's a lot of, like, instead of flow, there's very much like this piece and that piece versus the flow through it. So through this recalibration, we are reconnecting the sacral and the solar plexus chakra by bypassing the solar plexus and moving into the heart and back down again. I know, doesn't make sense, but energy isn't logical necessarily. It is doing what it needs to do. It's moving where it needs to go. So in this recalibration that we are feeling through these new energies, we are very much experiencing this massive shift where the energy that flows in around within us has to adjust as well to this. This frequency shift that we are making. So the way they show it to me, it's kind of matrixy, but not like ones and zeros like we see in the Matrix movie. It's more lines of energy, as well as I'm going to call them geometric shapes that help to amplify and pivot and move the energy through the body. What they show me is sometimes one of these geometric shapes is blacked out almost, as if the energy can't run through it. It's bypassing. So what they're doing is they're opening new centers that we had turned off or that had never been turned on in us, because that is also happening, that we're kind of going back to energy centers that were given to us at source level, and they are being reactivated now in our human being selves. It was like pieces that got turned off because we couldn't access those pieces of ourselves, or it wasn't that time in humanity, is kind of maybe the better way to explain it. So what's happening is there is a lot of energy shifting. There is a lot of recalibration happening. And we're going to help that along today. I felt like this came through quite perfectly, although I don't love the word perfect. It came through, you know, I live in southwestern Ontario in the Hamilton area, and we have been dumped on with snow for days. We had a massive snowstorm on Wednesday, and then it started snowing again on Saturday morning, and it stopped finally late last night, although it did start again a little bit today, and there's been a lot of snowing and blowing. So you look outside and like vehicles are completely covered. There's massive snowbanks everywhere. It's like we're being put into hibernation mode to be able to do all these adjustments and recalibrate ourselves. So here we go. feel free to hit pause if you need to find a spa to find comfort, but please know that this can be done no matter what you are doing. It is an energy frequency that is moving to you and will calibrate with you in whatever frequency and time frame it needs to. Yes, I'm speeding up, but the frequency is speeding up and I'm just matching it. So if it sounds like I'm talking faster, just bear with it because it will slow down as well. They are acknowledging this very fast frequency that we are moving through right now, and it is like they are taking us through a time warp as they shoot me into Star Wars and, you know, as the Millennium Falcon kicks it to move into hyperdrive and hit that Kessel Run, right? They give us images that we can understand and that give us comfort or joy or a smile on your face. As you, if you're watching this on YouTube, you'll see my smile because we do love Star Wars in our house. This frequency of speed up is quite interesting because there is this powerful shift forward and then this slow down, even though the energy is still moving at a very, very fast frequency. We are being paused within it so that we have time to recalibrate and to recoordinate our own energies. As we are shifted into this new frequency, the heart center opens wide, and it is the color of orange, like the sacral chakra. It is creating this pathway, this flow of energy from our creative, passionate, and sexual selves into the heart center. Into this energy center where it is opening and shifting. There's almost a forcefulness to it where it is moving around the parts that are stagnant. Instead of re-energizing these places, it is opening new pathways to creativity and passion. It is why so much we have been drawn to the DIY. They laugh as we call it that. The DIY. We have embraced our craftiness, and this piece of what once was for only certain people is now accessible to so many. It is because we encourage you to open your pathways through creativity, through this manualness of voice or hands or energy. We begin to open that pathway with that thread of energy that is moving into the heart center. They are saying it is not about changing it from orange to green, as it naturally stands, but instead just embracing this place and seeing it for what it is. Breathe into your heart center. We open the channels of the divine to embrace the recalibration of this energy center. To reopen what needs to move, to recalibrate what needs to be put to sleep, to darken old belief systems, to deactivate them, to implant new ways of being. To nurture these new centers, to encourage the flow of energy. And as one darkens, the other illuminates. It is not necessarily an instantaneous process, but instead it is a process where one slowly turns off as the other gets brighter and brighter. The more we embody the new way of being, the brighter it gets. And when it is fully activated, we can then turn on other places, other ways of being, other information centers. And they assure you that we don't need to understand why or how. We just need to feel it. Feel it deep within our soul, into every ounce of our being. Allow yourself to connect fully to the process that is happening within you. And to know that you don't need to direct it or judge it or analyze it. You just simply need to be present in it. To trust that everything is happening exactly how it is meant to be. And when things need to be opened, that they will show you the way. When things need to be turned off, they will also show you the way. You are divinely guided and supported on this journey. And I remind you that if you need their assistance, to ask for it. They are here and waiting always. And they are always happy to give us signs, symbols, and messages from the other side. They are here to guide you on this journey. They only want the best for you. They want to open the pathways of least resistance. They want to show you joy, wealth, abundance, prosperity, and health. Breathe. Your being is here for a purpose. And although you may not feel like that purpose is grand, know that your light creates just as much glow as anyone else's. And it is as a collective that we shine the brightest. It is not about one doing and others not. It is about coming together in light, in harmony, in equality, and in justice. To end this recalibration, they are gifting one and all of you your own frequency to connect to. As I can feel a crystal being placed in your palm. And if you don't know what it is, that's okay. Just feel it. And if you do and you have one around, maybe grab it and keep it close to you for the next little while. They are sending you so much love. The universe is always conspiring to make us happier, and I am so grateful for that. Thank you so much for allowing me to share this energy work with you today. I am always grateful to be able to channel, share messages from the divine, and do their healing work. Understand that true healing happens within. We are our own healers. I am just a holder of space for you. I am an opener of awareness for you. If you are interested in working together, I always have, I shouldn't say always, I have space right now for new clients. If you are looking to shift your frequency and have a deeper understanding of your purpose and being to find clarity and direction on your path. I am always open to those who are open to work and to level themselves up with assistance. I also have Divine Map membership. It is my community where I do mentoring and teaching. This community is limited to 25 people. There is space in there as well if you're interested in joining us. It is an inexpensive way to be able to really learn and grow with your spiritual practice and to connect with others that are on a similar journey. So I always love my community. I'm so grateful for the 4 times a month we get to connect together over Zoom. I am working on a few things. If you are interested in energy work, there will be an offering coming up soon. It'll come out in the month of March. And it is a series of energy work sessions to coincide with the 2 equinoxes and the 2 solstices. So keep your eyes peeled for that. If you are interested in past life regression, there is a group past life regression on Wednesday, February 26th. If you're curious and you want to know more, feel free to reach out to me. I'm always happy to share a little bit more about what that is. I love this way of experiencing a past life. It is so powerful to be able to receive that information in that way. Also, if you're looking to hook up in person, one of the few places to do that is at Mystic Ramen on King William in Hamilton. I am back for ramen and reading. Mystic Ramen is owned by the most incredible souls, the totally mystical souls. And their food from Chef Noah and his creations made by his incredible staff, I love them all in there. They're a family and they are incredible. The food is phenomenal. There is no wrong choice on their menu. It is just all delicious. And they have a lot of options for vegans, vegetarians, gluten-free, all sorts of things. So check it out. Regardless if you're coming to see me or not, go check them out. They are incredible. But if you want to come see me, Ramen and a Reading is on Thursday, February 27th. We are a third of the way sold out already. It is on their events tab, so mysticramen.ca, go to their events tab, and you can register to do ramen and a reading. You'll get a booking link to actually book your reading time. It is a mini private personal session in person with me, and I don't do that anywhere else. I don't do that anywhere else. I do group mediumship in person, and I do this in person, and that's about it these days. So otherwise you work with me over Zoom, but when you work with me over Zoom, you get a recording, which is amazing. All right. I've rambled, but I like to share and I love being here with all of you. So thank you. Thank you for being here on my spiritual journey and allowing me to be your spiritual tour guide today from my heart and soul to yours. Till the next time. Bye now.